Welcome back. Well, Transnet has released its annual numbers, and while revenue is up a tepid 1.6%, the group has posted a 25% jump in profit. The standout figure, however, is the 49 billion rand in irregular expenditure that has been flagged by its auditors. Company's acting group chief executive, Mohammed Mohammadi, joins us to discuss the numbers and what it speaks to moving forward. Thanks so much, Mohammed, for joining us in studio this evening. So as I say, it's that irregular expenditure having ballooned from 8 billion rand to 49 billion rand that's been stealing attention. So what are we looking at? Expenditure spiraling or mere accounting?
Thank you, Alicia, for the opportunity. Yes, I think the irregular expenditure needs a little bit of explanation. It sometimes is a misnomer in the business world. But I think largely if you look at the 49 billion that we've reported, 41.5 billion rand of that relates to locomotives, the various locomotive contracts that we entered into in the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. The issue with irregular expenditure is that it has to be reported in the year it's identified, not in the year it actually is incurred. So I think that's the reason you've seen a balloon in the number. The balloon in the number is testimony to the fact that as Transnet management, under the leadership of the board, we gave a commitment to South Africa that we will go through the contracts and we will clean up and understand exactly what transpired on some of the contracts. We've done that, and that's primarily one of the reasons why we see this significant spike in the number at this point. It's not related to a spike in expenditure, but rather a spike in identifying and reporting irregular expenditure.
Are you questioning at all the scope of that irregular expenditure, or is it pretty clear-cut?
No, I think the scope is not the issue. It's the expenditure was required. It's whether this expenditure followed the due processes at Transnet from procurement perspective as well as legislative requirements on procurement. And that is what really irregular expenditure is about. It relates to expenditure or contracts that have been entered into that did not necessarily fulfill the requirements of legislation as well as processes.
So give us a sense now of what's being done to combat the effects of years of corruption that has placed monumental risk on your finances. I mean, how exactly are you getting a handle on governance on that front?
So I think there's been a significant enhancement on a number of governance aspects. The first is to ensure that our processes are actually, you know, at the level that it allows for transparency, it allows for individuals who find something wrong to be able to report that so that we can take action at the point of, the commitment of the act rather than 5 years and 7 years down the line. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that the due diligence that we now put in place is a lot more stringent than it was in the past. And I think more importantly, the overall governance framework at Transnet has materially improved with the coming of the new board, the changes in the delegations of authority, the number of committees, the differences, the board has removed themselves mm-hmm. from making procurement decisions and the like. That will definitely find its way to improving things at Transnet in the future.
To what extent is it already taking effect? So if we strip out that 45 billion rand, what extent of wasteful expenditure are we now seeing?
So in the current year, if you look at it, it's about 1.2 billion rand that is applicable to the current year. And that tells you that in the prior years, we had numbers upwards of 5 and 6 billion rand. So that shows you there's some improvement. There's not necessarily a benchmark for irregular expenditure. You know, ideally, we don't want to have mm-hmm. it at all. Sometimes you do have it. It's just par for the course. But I think the processes have begun yielding the benefit in the last few months.
As you say, it gives us a sense of the extent to which, you've taken hold of the reins here. You've simultaneously been seeing operating expenses contained. It's sitting at just over 40 billion rand now, which represents about a 6.8 billion rand saving against the comparative period. Where have you been cutting back?
Well, I think it was on two fronts. We've cut our expenses back on where the variable costs lie. We've seen a decline in volumes. As you said, the growth in revenue was just a marginal 1.6%. What we anticipated was a lot more. So what we did was we looked at all of the variable costs and we made sure that the variable costs don't materialize, because if it does, then you're bringing in costs without the requisite revenue. And then we also very, very carefully looked at all of the discretionary spend in Transnet, which is quite significant in the life of our business. And therefore, We've taken the discretionary spend and basically looked at it and brought it down and cut it to the bone, in other words. And that's yielded quite a significant benefit.
In our constrained economy, where you're seeing volumes on the decline, just how tough have the negotiations become in terms of building relationships with your key bulk commodity clients? How much have you had to give or compromise?
I think, Alicia, the first thing is that this is a very significant relationship when we talk about our customers. That is the number one priority that we've put on the table for the coming months. We spent a lot of time talking to customers in the last few weeks and months across the various sectors. This becomes quite important for us as a business. It's going to be challenging. The marketplace out there is a very challenging space at the moment. Global commodity prices are under pressure. Global demand is under pressure. We also, as a company, have to consider the country, and we have to consider the economic growth that we can drive in the country. So it's not limited just to us making decisions around Transnet's profitability, but I think to look at the much bigger picture around the country's economic state.
All of this in a context, Mohammed, where we've had our finance ministers say that government needs to rationalize the support that it provides our SOEs. Are you in a position to now stand on your own two feet on a sustainable basis?
Yeah, I think in the last many years, if you look at our book debt at the moment, is in the region of 127 billion rand. And only 3.5 billion rand of that is supported by government guarantees. And that goes back to 1998, by the way, for a euro bond. We have no intention at all to actually knock on the doors of Treasury. We are quite fortunate in that regard. We've borrowed in the region of 6.2 billion rand in the current year with no guarantees, no sovereign attachment at all. And I think that's one of the good news stories for Transnet as well as for the country. We have also seen the confidence being brought back into Transnet as well as the country when we've been able to secure funding that will take us to probably March 2020 and beyond. Mm-hmm. And that is with lenders both locally and globally.
I've got to ask you the question, though. What have you made of the proposal made by the finance minister? He's getting pretty vocal about it to sell state-owned companies and venture down that path of privatization.
I think from a Transnet perspective, at this point, we are looking at investments that we can enter into together with the private sector, not necessarily to commercialize or privatize operations, but there's a significant amount of investment that can be made in conjunction with the private sector. As an example, Transnet may not necessarily want to play in the space of internal or inland terminals. We've gone out and we've put out this to tender, and we've now appointed private sector players who can actually build that in the logistics value chain. So those are opportunities that are available to us right now. We will exploit those opportunities, and we'll explore the opportunities that the Minister of Finance is suggesting as well.
Let's leave it there, Mohammed. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio
this evening.
Of course, that Mohammed Mohammadi, who's acting Group Chief Executive of Transnet.